Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area in Miami, Florida. This is your 6 p.m. Eastern update for Tropical Storm Elsa. Latest information, 70 miles an hour winds moving north at 10 miles an hour. So getting really close to that hurricane strength, and we are predicting to reach that hurricane strength. So we've got a hurricane warning from Egmont Key to Steinhatchee River in Florida. But remember, it becomes a hurricane, stays a tropical storm, the impacts will remain the same. So let's start looking at some of these impacts, starting off with the radar. You just see the center of it here. You can kind of follow up right in this direction. Then I'll take the arrow away. You can see the center of the storm moving that north direction. Right around here, just intense rainfall. That's where your peak winds are. But well away from the storm, you got rainfall, gusty winds, and some of these rain bands. You see some of these strong rain bands producing heavy rain, gusty winds, as far away as Fort Myers, Sebring, up to the Orlando area, getting some of those heavy showers. And also in some of those areas, especially you look on that right front quadrant, 90% of your tornadoes are in these locations. So if that's where you are, be ready for some of those warnings. There is a tornado watch out through about 11 p.m. Eastern time. The center of the storm moved right over buoy 42023, and we were looking at some of the information, and we got some readings from that. You can see the wind come up on this graph chart all the way up here, peaking at 67 miles an hour as the center went right over the buoy. So that's the area that we're looking at continuing to move north. And that forecast is just like this. This is the latest forecast that we have. We're going to see it here. I'm going to go ahead and switch the graphics, and you'll see the latest forecast. It's pretty similar, real similar to what we had before. And we're looking at right there, 5 p.m., 6 p.m., moving northward, really close to the coastline, forecast to become a hurricane before reaching land here where we have that hurricane warning, getting very close to the metro Tampa area. The forecast is just off the coast, but remember, a little wiggle and a wobble could put some of those peak winds right into St. Petersburg, into Tampa, Ruskin, so we'll have to watch that with time. Timing-wise, tomorrow morning, getting up against the coastline, tomorrow afternoon, Wednesday afternoon, you start seeing this reach close to the Georgia border overnight through the Carolinas on Thursday afternoon, all the way up there to North Carolina, and with time impacting Virginia and even New England with some of that rainfall and also those gusty winds. That rainfall forecast, significant amount of rain. Some areas around the metro Tampa area back through Fort Myers could see 4 to 6 inches of rain. Some spots could get even up to 6, even 9, 10 inches of rain with those repetitive rain bands. You're going to see the rain pile up real quick in some of these areas. And also seeing much of Florida seeing areas of 2 to 4 inches of rain. But notice some of these peak areas up into, watch out in southeast Georgia as well, you can see 4 to 6 inches of rain. And that's why the Weather Prediction Center looking at some of these areas really getting a moderate risk of flash flooding around Tampa, even up through Savannah, Jacksonville, and Charleston. And finally, the storm surge, significant storm surge, Tampa Bay, 3 to 5 feet of storm surge, high tide coming up 10 o'clock to around midnight tonight. Be careful of those low-lying areas. Listen to those local officials. Just real important to make sure to stay safe from this storm surge. This has been Ken Graham with the latest update on Tropical Storm Elsa from the National Hurricane Center.